That's right. Some John the Tour is our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 15th of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 44 BC, beware the Ides of March. Julius Caesar, ruler of the Roman Republic, was stabbed to death by his mate Marcus Brutus and a number of other Roman senators. Caesar's death meant the end for the Roman Republic. The Roman middle and lower classes, with whom Caesar was immensely popular, became enraged that a small group of aristocrats had killed their champion. The subsequent civil war would see the ascendancy of Octavian, the first Roman emperor. In 493, Odoacer, the first barbarian king of Italy, was slain by Theoderic the Great, king of the Ostrogoths, while the two kings were feasting together on March 15th. Michael III, Emperor of the Byzantine Empire, overthrew the regency of his mother, Empress Theodora, with the support of the Byzantine nobility on today's date in 856. 1493, Christopher Columbus returned to Spain after his first trip to the Americas on March 15th. 1783, George Washington, in an emotional speech, asked his officers not to support the Newburg Conspiracy, a planned military coup by the Continental Army. The most famous moment was when Washington removed a set of glasses from his coat, putting them on, saying, "Gentlemen, you will permit me to put on my spectacles, for I have not only grown grey, but almost blind in the service of my country." It's been said the humanizing nature of the way Washington went about his plea meant it was successful and the threatened coup d'etat never took place. The first ever official cricket test match was played on today's date in 1877. Cricketers representing England and Australia played the first test match at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. US President Woodrow Wilson sent 4,800 troops over the US-Mexico border on today's date in 1916 to pursue the revolutionary Pancho Villa. Despite successfully locating and defeating the main body of Villa's command, US forces were unable to prevent his escape. March 15th in 1917, the following year, Tsar Nicholas II of Russia abdicated the Russian throne, ending the 304-year Romanov dynasty. 1927, the first women's boat race between the University of Oxford and the University of Cambridge took place on March 15th on the Isis in Oxford. Good on you, ladies. At the 1961 Commonwealth Prime Minister's Conference, South Africa on March 15th announced it would withdraw from the Commonwealth when the South African Constitution of 1961 comes into effect. The first ever internet domain name was registered on today's date in 1985, symbolics.com. 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev was elected as the first president of the Soviet Union. And 2011, March 15th, marks the official beginning of the Syrian Civil War, the consequences of which, of course, we are still seeing today, unfortunately. Some famous birthdays for us as well today. The notorious RBG, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is 86 this morning. Hang in there, Ruth. For the love of God, hang in there. Director David Cronenberg is 76 this morning. Famed romance cover hunk Fabio is 60. Eva Longoria is 44. And Aussie-born actor Jai Courtney is turning 33 this morning. And bear with me, because we've got a lot of famous musicians having birthdays today. Lightning Hopkins, born today's date in 1912. Mike Love of Beach Boys is 78. Howard E. Scott of War is 73. Ry Cooder is 72. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, 64. Michael Hampton of Parliament Funkadelic is 63. Mark Hoppus of Blink 182 is 47. Will I Am, 44. And DJ Will Sparks is turning 26 today. Happy birthday, Will. We're spoiled for choice, but going out on this one this morning. I will survive. track going out to Phil Leish of the Grateful Dead. 79 today, started out as a violinist as a kid and switched to the trumpet in high school, but was finally coaxed into playing bass for the Dead by Jerry Garcia. And good thing too, because he did that for the next 30 years. Going out on a personal favourite of mine, Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER.